No more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So today I want to talk with you about the problem of goal setting and the problem with goal setting, and we want to jumpstart how to overcome this innate problem that comes with goal setting. I never heard about goal setting until I was in my 20s. It was never something that was discussed in my home. It was not something that people said, hey, you know, you should think about what it is you want to do. What do you want to be when you grow up? That was the most common default question that adults went to when talking to me, but they never actually really encouraged me to think about goals or anything like that. Life happened to you is what I was taught as a child, rather than you happening to life. And then in my 20s, I began to hear about goal setting, and I began to actually set some goals. And I remember the first time that it was really, really effective, that it actually came to fruition. And it happened when I was working at WZLD, the radio station in Columbia, South Carolina. I was a new salesperson fresh out of college and also working as an announcer there. And I wrote down what it was I wanted to bill that much advertising in 1 month, which was $16,000. I remember that. How about that? That was almost 40 years ago. And I still remember that I wanted to bring in $16,000 for the radio station. Why? Because I got to keep 15% of that. So I would make almost like $2,200 in a single month. Wow. It was just huge. And fairly soon, I did it. Now, here's where things fall apart, and here's why there is a problem with goal setting. There is magic to this process, and the magic comes in knowing what it is you want to do, deciding what it is you want to do, and understanding, too, that you can always change your goals. People tend to think that they are literally carved in stone. They're not. There are many goals that I thought I wanted in certain areas of my life and times of my life, and now I don't. The challenge that we get into, and those of you who know me know that I'm a former Unity minister. I'm always be ordained as a Unity minister, but I was in a Unity church for almost various ones for close to 25 years. Unity is very big on showing the secret with my friend Joe Vitale and Abraham Hicks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Unity will show the secret. That's where I first found the secret, was watching it in a Unity church, and we showed it over and over and over again. And from talking to my friend Joe Vitale, who is in the secret, and also from hearing Brian Tracy speak, very much in this idea of thoughts held in mind produce after their kind, which is something that Jerome typed during our jumpstart yesterday. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. In other words, we become what we think about, as Earl Nightingale said. Now, the process of goal setting is good because it reminds us of what we're thinking. For example, as I mentioned to you all, it's been a while, but I used to have a vision board. That's where I had the pictures of me and Oprah, Maya Angelou, etc. And of course, all of those things came to fruition. And as I'm sitting here right now, I'm looking at images that are flowing on an 8x10 electronic picture frame. There is one of TED Talks. I've done a TEDx talk, but I haven't done a TED Talk. So I want to do a TED Talk. Let's see what else comes up right after this. Oh, here we go, Hong Kong. I've driven into Hong Kong and flown out of Hong Kong, but I've never spent any time there. There's my 32-foot Sea Ray boat that I'm going to buy. There's the Taj Mahal. All right, so all of these images while I'm working are floating by me every day. Is this advantageous? Yes, because it keeps my mind focused on the things that it is that I want to achieve. And in Unity churches and other New Thought churches that I've seen, we would have vision board parties, and people would bring, this was before the internet, and people was big, and people would bring in magazines, all their magazines, and everybody would look through and cut out images of cars and boats and clothes and bodies and relationships and trips and everything else that they wanted, and then they would put them on their vision board. And here's what the problem is, that's as far as they ever went. Let me say that again. That's as far as they ever go. This whole goal setting thing and vision boarding thing and all that kind of stuff, that really became popularized by Napoleon Hill in his book, Think and Grow Rich. By far, the greatest, biggest motivational book of all time, I would say. Number one would be Think and Grow Rich. Number two would be How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And number three would be The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Number four would be A Complaint-Free World by Will Bowen. The challenge with the goal setting, as Napoleon Hill put it out, is you need to, number one, know where you're going. But the second step, this is where everybody falls off the face of the earth. This is where everybody drops the ball, myself included in the past. Napoleon Hill says that the second step, number one, is know where you want to go. Number two is develop a clear plan to take you where you want to go and begin to act on that plan immediately, whether you feel ready to do so or not. Now, it's been forever since I've read Napoleon Hill's book, but I can tell you what, probably 5 years, but I can tell you that's pretty darn close to what he said. Step number one, decide where you want to go. 99% of people won't do that. But even the people who do, and I have seen so many, many, many wonderful people who have sat next to me and sat across from me and listened to me and have done vision boards and everything like that. And they feel themselves in there. And the myth that has been sold is you're done. No, that's where you start. That's where the work begins. What does that mean? Well, I remember that I wrote on my vision board that I wanted to be an international best-selling author. No, excuse me. I put, because it was very, it's interesting how it all worked out. I wrote on a piece of paper, I am a best-selling author. Now, this is before I had ever written a book, had any concept of writing a book, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I wrote up there, I am a best-selling author. And I used to look at this. Now, nothing would have happened because I also had another friend who had written down about the same time I did on his vision board, I'm a number one best-selling author. And so I put on mine, I'm a number one best-selling author. And the difference between the two of us was I immediately began to talk to people about what it would be like when I wrote a book. Most people will write things down and then they keep it to themselves because they're scared to death that people are going to laugh at them. Remember, human beings, number one fear is embarrassment. We don't want to be ostracized from the herd. So we tend to stay within the lines and play it safe. But I began to talk about this. I began to research it. I remember I actually was talking to a friend of mine who was an attorney. And I said that I was going to write a book. And he said, well, you're going to need an agent. I said, what is an agent? And he explained to me what an agent was. And then I went and I read a book that called, and I still recommend this to everybody who wants to write a book. You've got to read the book, How to Write a Book Proposal. It explains the publishing industry and how it works. So I read this book. Then I read another book called On Writing. During that exact same time, my friend did absolutely nothing. We wrote it on our vision board, but he took no action. Now, did I feel confident in what I was doing? Hell no. Hell no. I felt scared to death, out of my league, overwhelmed by imposter syndrome, which I still struggle with. We all do. And yet I continued to move forward. I continued to take baby steps. The first agent that I got, we didn't see eye to eye about the direction of the book. I was so thrilled to have an agent. And then she and I didn't see eye to eye. And then she recommended Steve Hanselman, who got me, my vision, and got exactly what I saw and helped me bring this about. And now 4 million books later. But here's the interesting thing. Remember I said you want to be precise in your goals. Because I wrote down, I am a number one best-selling author. Well, I am. I'm a number one best-selling author multiple times in multiple countries. Czech Republic, China, Japan, Taiwan, a lot of Asian countries, some countries in our hemisphere as well. The point I'm trying to make is that I wrote down I was a number one best-selling author, and really what would have been better for my career maybe at that point would have been to have been a number one New York Times best-selling author. Now, my books, bestsellers in a lot of countries. However, you reach fewer people and you make a lot less money per book. About 10% is of what you would normally make. So you want to be very precise, and then you've got to take action. So hopefully over the last several weeks of Jumpstarts, I've inspired you to give yourself some thought, some consideration of where it is you want to be in your life. Again, to paraphrase Dave Ramsey, you can tell your life where you want it to go, or you can wonder where it went. And the same is true for you. Now, remember to, and this is so vital, and Joe and I talked about this, Joe Vitale, and I got this, I watch your feet, I'm dropping names here. Yakov Smirnoff told me this, but anyway, you want to have set your intention, give it your attention, and approach it with no tension. It's that tension, that fear, that anxiety. I think that things would have gone a lot better for me finding an agent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, if I had not been so scared out of my mind. But as the old book says, feel the fear and do it anyway. So for those of you who have vision boards, awesome. For those of you who know where you want to go, great. My question would be, what are you going to do to get there? One of the things I've always wanted to do is go to Paris. Always wanted to do is go to Paris. Jimmy Buffett's song, He Went to Paris, makes me cry every time I hear it. And so forever I had this, I'm going to go to Paris. I'm going to go to Paris. I'm going to go to Paris. And then 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I finally said, this year I'm going to Paris. And I started looking into things, and I found tickets, and they were so expensive. And I could afford them, but I was like, I don't want to pay that much money. And then I started looking into ticket discounters and international travel agents and all that. And guess what? That year, I went to Paris. Why? Because I took action. So knowing where you want to go is important, but taking little bits of action. It's not massive amounts of action. It's not all of a sudden doing just tons of stuff and that's that. It's so much more than that. It is doing just a little bit every single day. So know where you want to go. Set up a vision board. Right there is a picture of me and my family at Hamilton. Here's another picture going by. That's the Lincoln bedroom. I remember when I found out about goal setting and this idea of you can do anything you want, dream anything you want, be as big as you want. I said, okay, well, I'm going to think of the most outrageous thing I can think of. And the most outrageous thing I could think of was spending the night in the Lincoln bedroom of the White House. I don't know why, but that's so it just keeps popping up, showing me every day. And at some point, when it becomes important enough, I'm going to take action. Hopefully, today is the day that you start to take some action. All right, let's go back and read some of your comments and questions before we say goodbye. I've got to get ready for our complaint-free meditation group that's going to be coming up in just a few minutes. Wow, lots of people here. Ed Wilmont, always love to see Ed. We go to the same barber. Linda Farrell, morning, dear friends. There's Hillary Clifford. She's a top fan. How do you become a top fan? You simply interact. You like, you click, you share. That's it. Like the page. Be with us, but more importantly than being with us, just say hi or thanks or something like that. Because one of the things I'll tell you about Facebook is Facebook's algorithm only shows this. I've got 44,000 people, 45,000 I think now, who follow me on Facebook. But Facebook only shows this to about 3% of people. And the way you make sure that you're one of that 3% is simply just like, share, comment, anything like that. Facebook tells you itself then that this is relevant comment for you, and it lets you know about it. And otherwise, the jump starts are going to disappear off your timeline. That's just the way it works. Yulia, good to see you. Bonjour, comment está? I've been trying to learn a little bit of Spanish and a little bit of German piled on top of my inadequate French. So Anyway, a week ago, I was dismayed at the trash in the local park. I envisioned a clean park. I went into action, and we have a cleanup set for September 19th. Several local groups and citizens want to be involved. Ed, awesome possum, that is so great. Taking action rather than sitting around and complaining about it. I know a woman who lives in an apartment complex, and there's woods right outside of her balcony. And people go in there and just trash up the woods. And it upset her, it worried her, it bugged her. And she was going to talk to the management about it. Instead, after about 2 weeks, she grabbed a garbage bag, went out there, picked up all the trash. She told me it took her less than 20 minutes, and now she's happy and has pride in it. So, Ed, I am so honored. Everybody take a note from Ed. Send Ed some love. That's obvious. Dave Ramsey is very grounding. Yes, he is, says Patty Gay Young. Brilliant. Good for you. Thank you, says Linda. And Linda, fantastic talk today. A real kick in the pants. Shared. Great. There's Patty Gay Young. Everybody, when you share, not only click share, but let us know you share. Okay, that's another way of interacting. How do you really figure out what you want? I'm trying to really figure out what I really want. I know what you say is 100% truth, but how do you narrow it down? Arlene, that's a great question. And I'm going to answer it tomorrow. I've already got tomorrow's jumpstart plotted out, but I'm going to put a note here. And I'm actually going to mention Arlene. There we go. Yeah. Arlene, I remember when I struggled with the exact same thing, and I remember how I figured it out. And you're going to laugh when I tell you, but tomorrow morning, that's going to be our jumpstart. How to know what you really want. Bonjour. Glad for your trip to Paris. Thank you, Yulia. Meditate, Arlene, and don't watch the news. There you go. That's true. Oh, my God. I'm super excited. Thank you. My pleasure, Arlene. And listen, that's why I do these live, okay? I could go back and record. I used to record 20 in a day and pump them out, and then I didn't have to worry about these. Well, now I get up every morning and I put on makeup and I make sure my eyes look good and a good shirt and everything just so that I can be here with you, because I want to be live for you. I want to be here to support you. So anything you need or any questions you have, you let me know and you pay me back. You know how? Click share. Just click share. That lets other people know. And then we can help other people improve their lives as well. Real quick, because I'm clicking. I want to show you the close-up that I've selected for this morning for our meditation. Everybody take a deep breath. Ah, isn't that beautiful? See, just looking at that relaxes you. So if you haven't checked out complaintfreemeditation.com yet, do so. You get 30 days free to check us out. www.complaintfreemeditation.com. All right, everybody, enjoy today. Be sure and be with us tomorrow, and I'm going to talk to you how to know what you want. I totally get that frustration. I love the OMG, etc. in Arlene's message. So be sure and join me tomorrow, and we're going to answer exactly that question. Make it a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. It'll be Friday. Bye-bye, everybody.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.